contract negotiations for teachers in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District are stalled after months of talks. As Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, the teachers' union and the school district are headed to mediation sometime early next year.
The negotiations had been underway since February, but early last month, the Matsu Teachers Union and the school district both declared an impasse after failing to reach an agreement. Tim Walters is president of the Matsu Education Association, which represents about 1,200 teachers. He says school district negotiators refuse to budge from their initial offer.
We've really still seen no movement from the district whatsoever. Their response has been that they would like to reduce the district's deficit through negotiations. So they're asking all the teachers in the valley to take a step backwards.
Walter says the district's offer is to pay teachers for 3 fewer days per school year than their last contract. Among other sticking points, he also says the district wants to reduce its contribution to the teachers' health trust, which would result in teachers paying about $2,100 more per year for health insurance. Walters says class sizes in the Matsu are already higher than in comparable school districts, and that finding and keeping qualified teachers is getting more difficult.
I understand times are tough, but I don't think that the cost of increases to education should rest solely on the backs of teachers.
Student enrollment in the district has grown, while school funding from both the state and borough remained flat. And 2 recent efforts to increase school funding in the borough failed. One measure would have put a borough-wide sales tax proposal before voters in an upcoming election. The idea of instituting a sales tax has not gone away, and the school district superintendent sits on the task force looking into a sales tax. School district spokesperson Jillian Morrissey says the district's largest cost after teacher salaries is health insurance, which costs $40 million annually for all of its employees.
Our school board is mandating that the administration look at that cost for their fiduciary responsibility, make sure that we're getting the best deal possible.
Despite having hit an impasse in the negotiations, Morrissey says the district is ready for mediation. That's when an independent, federally appointed mediator steps in to help with negotiations between the union and school district. If mediation fails, the negotiations would head to arbitration. But arbitration in Alaska is non-binding, so if that also fails, the teachers' union could still decide to strike. Walters, the union president, says if a strike were to happen, it wouldn't be until next school year, if at all. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.